Welcome to the Fierce Marriage Podcast, where we believe that marriage takes a fierce tenacity that never gives up and refuses to give in.
Here we'll share openly and honestly about all things marriage.
Sex.
Communication.
Finances.
Priorities.
Purpose.
And everything in between.
Laugh, ponder, and join in on candid gospel-centered conversations. This is Fierce Marriage.
Hi, and welcome.
Hi.
This is the first ever episode of the Fierce Marriage Podcast. We are very excited. This is something that we've been dreaming about and thinking about for, I can actually say this, for years. I've been wanting to do this.
Yeah. We've been excited about being able to be more relational, not just kind of on the screen and writing, right, but being able to talk and hear you. And yeah.
Right. And yeah. And frankly, we've just been moving around for far too long. We've also had babies in there, and so everything's kind of been pushing this out. And you know, when it's a new thing and you've never done it before, and it's just an extra, it tends to get put on the chopping block. So anyway, if you're listening to this, we're so glad that you chose to put us in your ears.
Yes.
And hear what we have to say. We hope to have some fun with this medium. We also hope to share more transparently than we ever have before. Mm-hmm. And in ways that you can actually hear our hearts better than perhaps through the written word and through a screen or a piece of paper, like one of the books, devotionals that we've written. So anyway, we're so glad to be here. And we thought it would be fun to warm up ourselves and you guys to get to know us a little bit with our highs and lows is what we like to do. We do this around the dinner table and the breakfast table. Mm-hmm. When we think about it with our kids, and we do it with each other. And basically you just go through and look over the past day or the past week and just say what's the high point, what's the low point. So Selena, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, low point I think for this week was just having a sick little kiddo. That's always hard because they're kind of fussy and not feeling well and not getting any sleep. So nobody's really getting sleep. So that's kind of hard, but
sick little kiddo being Clementine.
Yeah, our youngest. She's 1 year old.
And she's the cutest little squishy.
She really is cute. She's really
and cute. And she just melts my heart. Both daughters. We have two daughters, by the way, which we'll get into that. We'll tell more about our family, but
Did you have a low? Since we're on the lows, you want to
share? Since we're on the lows. Goodness. I put these notes together. I didn't even think about it. I think my low point would have to be...
My high was cleaning out the garage this last weekend. We've been trying to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, coincidentally, that's my low point. So, I was just going to... Yeah, I think I was probably in a really grumpy mood over the weekend. So I think...
Not the whole weekend.
Yeah, there were a few spots in there where I wish I could take those back. I probably was...
Don't we all?
I said some things in ways that I shouldn't have said them. Nothing horrible, but just definitely a low point.
I love you. You're forgiven.
Well, thank you. It took a podcast. All right. So a high point. What's your high point?
I said cleaning the garage out.
Oh, that's right. I listen well. We're going to talk about communication. Anyway, my high point is we've got some really exciting things. Actually, this is a high point for me. Recording this because it's been a long time coming, like I said, and it's finally happening, and I'm sitting right next to my beautiful bride doing it, so that's amazing. Anyway, so today
no low. You can have highs, but you can't.
My low was,
you don't want to.
Well, my low was how the garage. Yeah, it was okay. Just I regret some things.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on. as Ryan said, this is our first show, so we're going to answer a few general get-to-know-you questions. We're really excited about being able to talk to you. We feel like there's just a lot that can be learned and gleaned through voice and through building community, and today's kind of unique, I think, in that it's our first episode, so we hope it's beneficial, but it's kind of a unique format for today.
It feels like there's this disconnect, right? Because social media gives you this weird sort of, hey, you're connected, but you're not really. You don't get to see people face to face or hear their voice. But there's just something so different and unique about...
Beneficial, I feel like.
Yeah, and very beneficial about hearing the inflection in someone's voice when they're talking. Mm-hmm. And hearing kind of the uncut version of things. And that's what we're hoping this medium will be. It's kind of the uncut story of our... well, I guess uncut conversations.
Yeah.
Videos are very short. They have to be very short, but this is going to be a little bit longer. So I think for this first show, we just want to introduce ourselves.
Yeah. He's Ryan. I'm Selena.
Yes.
I'm 35 years old. He's going to be 35 years old.
No. There's I'm 34.
He's 6 months
younger
than me.
We don't phrase it like that.
We joke about that, of course.
I got an older woman.
Right, you graduated the same
later
year.
Later on,
it's
I'll
all
be,
the same.
I'll
it's
starting
all
a,
the same.
A ladies man.
We got married at the ripe old age of 20 and 21. We dated for 4 years.
I regret nothing.
We dated for 4 years before that. Did 2 years in high school, 2 years in college. We went to different colleges. Our first 5 years of marriage, we...
Well, yeah, and we're also glossing over a lot of things.
Yeah, just sorry, trying to give you an intro to our lives.
Yeah, you're not going to get the full, you know, the full biography here. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of challenges in there.
In those first few years.
Some really big ones.
Yep.
And we will get to those in later episodes and in later
Sorry.
Writing.
In transitions, we moved to California for a few years, and that's where we had our first baby, Adelaide, who is now almost 4 years old. And then after a few years in the desert and doing ministry, we decided, the desert meaning Southern California, we decided to move back. Sorry, God called us back. We are back in Tacoma, and we had another little baby last year.
Washington.
Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest is where we were born and raised.
So born and raised.
We left, went south, came back 5 years later with a baby in hand and another one close behind.
Yeah. We've been married for 14 years. It was 14 this past September.
It was 14 this last September. We waited, by the way, people always say, "Why? You know, what do you know about marriage?" And which is actually one of the big questions we get is, why even start Fierce Marriage as a blog, ministry, platform, whatever you want to call it? And, you know, it's a bit of a lengthy story. I'll make it short. But basically, I do, before any of this, I was, I am a web developer, a graphic designer, and had a small boutique, a graphic design, web development company. And was kind of just in the trenches with one of the projects that I was working on. We had some big, kind of, I would consider them bigger name clients on the East Coast and things. And kind of brands that I at one point would have dreamed of working with them. And here I was actually doing work for them. I was writing some code and doing a little bit of design work. And I just got so frustrated because I saw a lot of people that were younger than me. At the time, I think I was probably 28, 29. And a lot of people younger than me were, frankly speaking, being recognized a lot more and having a lot more success. And for me, that was an idol that God has had to kind of weed out of my heart. But I think He used that frustration and that wrong view of things to realign my heart with kind of what He wanted us to do. So anyway, I was just sitting there in my office in California, which was just our second bedroom. We had no children yet. And just kind of threw my hands up and said, "Well, God, what do you want us to do? Like, what can we actually put our hands to that we are gifted at and like anointed in doing? Not to say that we're like God's gift to marriage bloggers, but we've always wanted our relationship to be used for God's glory. And we dated for 4 years. Selena, I think you mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. We dated for 4 years, two in high school, two in college, and all throughout that time, we even wanted our relationship to be used somehow." For God's glory. And so pretty much I just felt the Holy Spirit. It wasn't an audible voice or anything, but just this impression like, hey, you need to, you can use your relationship, your marriage, to point people to Jesus, to point people to me. As God was impressing on my heart. So I just started kind of brainstorming and kind of behind the scenes thinking about what that might look like. Because I'm a web developer and had worked with some authors in the past and some different people who had blogged in the past, I kind of knew what that would require. So I put together a little informal business pitch, I think, to Selena. And I think in October of 2013 or 2012, I approached her and said, "Hey, crazy idea. It's going to take a lot of work and it's going to be brutal at times to share honestly, but I think God's asking us to start this marriage blog." And obviously you can't do a marriage blog unless your wife is bought into it. And so
caveat there.
You took some time to think about it, right?
Yeah, not, I mean, yeah, a little bit. I was kind of entrenched in my career or whatever. But yeah, no, we thought about it, prayed about it, and it seemed like the right next step, and we kind of just jumped off. And I think I thought of the name. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'll give you the name.
I did think of the name.
She's the genius. I'm just the worker bee.
You're just the marketing guy.
I'm just the worker bee, and she's the idea person.
No. But that's a lot of people ask why the name Fierce Marriage, and you know, we believe that it takes a fierce tenacity to never give up and refuses to never give in. But that fierceness really comes from Jesus, and that is he is the source of our ability to remain resolved with right. each other, and to keeps our hearts soft, you know.
And yeah, and actually goes back to one of those reasons why we thought it would be useful to start the ministry when I was just quietly kind of in the office. We had seen, you know, at the time we were 9 years married, mm-hmm. and so we had seen a lot of marriage in our own experience. But we'd also seen a lot of our friends get married in that time, get engaged, get married, and in some cases get divorced.
And remarried.
And in a few cases get remarried and divorced again.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, what is different about, why are we still together, yeah. one, and two, why are we...
Still happily together.
Happily like, married, yeah.
being together. And
we quickly came to the conclusion that it's only by God's grace.
Right.
It's only through the power of the gospel. Man, there's been countless times where I think without Jesus we would have gotten divorced, or would have just given up, mm-hmm. which would have led to divorce. And so when we have the name Fierce Marriage, that's what I think of, mm-hmm. whenever I talk about it or even just type it out, is that, man, it just, marriage is not easy. Mm-mm. It's amazing. I don't want to be, you know, the voice for marriage that just talks about how hard it is all the time and how to
but
just
the
get
reality
through it.
Of it is a hard thing right. to live and be and exist and intertwine your soul and your life with someone.
Everything worthwhile is hard. Mm-hmm. And marriage is no exception.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of a fierce tenacity to never give up and never give in. And mm-hmm. but you know what? It's amazing because of that. And God designed it as a covenant for that reason, because mm-hmm. there is goodness in his promise. Mm-hmm. It's easy, but I mean, it's not easy, but it's good. The name Fierce is just kind of our nod to the idea that it takes a lot of tenacity to make a marriage work. Mm-hmm. And more than that, it takes an unwavering reliance on Christ, mm-hmm. and commitment to the gospel.
Which I think working together, that's kind of been a hard thing.
Makes me rely on Christ.
Yeah, it's been a favorite part, because I feel like...
Sorry, the reason you bring that up is that's one of the main questions we get from yeah. readers, is what's it like working together?
Yeah. Yeah, working together it's great to be able to just share what God is teaching you, essentially, and being able to spend time with him. And I love sharing what God does in my heart and my life. Right now, I feel like my time's a bit limited with having some little ones, but, you know, they're kind of our first ministry, and so they're the priority, and they kind of trump you guys sometimes. Sorry about that. But...
You're not sorry about
we're,
that.
Okay. Well,
and that's yeah. okay. I think that's right.
Yeah. Good.
And so I've learned to be very tactful and not hound you on deadlines and things.
Yeah. But it's been a learning process, and there's yeah. been some tough communication that's had to happen, and some tough conversations, and identifying idols or identifying fears maybe that are not rooted in Christ, or there shouldn't be any fear in Christ, but things that are just not rooted and the right motivations. And so those are probably our least favorite parts, when we have to kind of show our ugly and just, ugh,
right.
you know, like, okay, this is not.
Well, it's, yeah, of course, when you're married to somebody,
you see their weaknesses.
I mean, and they have, whether they know it or not,
yeah.
this ability to push these big red buttons mm-hmm. in you. And I have a way of doing that with Selena, I think, especially when it comes time to, you know, get a blog post written or finish writing a devotional. And I'm like trying so hard to ask, hey, are you done with that? Is that almost ready?
No, go away.
And then I just get, and so we've
being real here.
That's one of my least favorite things, is like treading that line. Mm-hmm. Selena's super sweet about it. 99%, no, not 97% of the time.
97, just 97.
But it's, I just don't like having to dance that line. Because it's, mixing family with work is not very clear cut all the time.
Yeah.
However, I love that I get to work from home. So Fierce Marriage is almost my full time job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love being able to be home and working in the home office. I know some people it's not for them. For me, I have, I love it when my girls interrupt me as long as I'm not on a conference call or I'm recording a podcast, which I'm sure they'll make a cameo appearance on one of these episodes. Mm-hmm. And they have the sweetest little voices. But yeah, that's my favorite part. What's your favorite part about working with me? Just how awesome I am? Or?
It's just so many things to choose from. No.
Sometimes she asks me to work in my underpants.
I do not.
This is a cry for help.
No. you're just my best friend. So it's just really fun to do things with you and to do eternal things with you, like to do ministry and to share Jesus. And I just...
You're so profound.
You help me see things in a new way. You're very aware of things. I think I think too much and I get in my own head, and you're very good at bringing context and life and like the background to what I'm trying to say. And you hear me and you're able to like help me communicate better, I think. Mm. So it's really, I love...
Well, that's like that road is definitely two-way road. I know there's many times when I am like struggling for clarity and I will just come downstairs and you'll bring a lot of clarity. So it definitely goes two ways. And that's, I think, I'm going to change my favorite part.
You can do that.
My favorite part, I think, is seeing how God allows us and has designed us to complement each other, in that you're strong in ways that I'm pretty weak. and I think...
Right back at you.
Yeah. So that's been so fun to see. And especially when you're... It's really fun because when you're obviously writing and thinking and talking about marriage all the time, I mean, literally all the time for the last 5 years, it's ridiculous. But and so it makes you very astute to what God wants and is doing in your own marriage. Mm-hmm. It also, the flip side to that, the downside is that at first it felt like every moment was bloggable. Like we couldn't have a...
I'm going to blog about this.
Yeah. anyway, we couldn't have a fight without feeling like...
Mr. Perfect.
We couldn't, like... we couldn't have a fight without feeling like one of us was going to use it as an example in a blog. And so we kind of had to start having really transparent conversations. Yeah. Obviously, we never write anything that...
Is hurtful.
Yeah. But, you know, when you're in a moment, you don't want to think about how it's going to be blogged about. You just want to deal with it.
Right.
So, and that's a little bit about us. I'm sure there's more we could share.
I'm sure there's more we will share.
But that's what, yeah, exactly. Like we said early on, this episode's not like many, not like the others. It's going to be a bit of the anomaly. But normally when we talk about a discussion, whether it's intimacy or budgeting or communication, whatever the topic is, we would have some sort of challenge to apply that in your personal life. But for this one, we're just going to use kind of more of a general challenge.
Yeah, because I think it's important to find out, you know, if you don't ask yourself already, but getting a pulse on where you're at, like where your marriage is at in terms of, you know, where Jesus is at in there. Right. And when we spent time in California, I spent about 4 years volunteering in Young Life and had a wonderful, amazing time. Young Life is a ministry. If you don't know about it, I'm sure you do. But if you don't, it's a high school, well, typically a high school ministry. They also have college and junior high. It's basically ministering to kids who basically wouldn't step foot in the doorway of a church. And so it's a real outreach. It's wonderful, and God is so big and good. But I do remember one of the questions we would ask kids at camp after we've spent some time with them, built relationship with them, kind of earned that right to be heard by them. I would ask them just to start the conversation, if your life was a car, so in this case, if your marriage was a car, where would Jesus be at? Would he be in the driver's seat?
Which, by the way, when you shared this with me before we recorded, I was like, that's going to be a little too like high school-ish.
But, it's a good analogy.
But no, it's very good. I mean, past that part.
Like, yeah. It's just a reference point of thinking, okay, where do we feel like God is in our marriage right now? I mean, maybe one of you is a believer and one of you isn't. And what does that look like? And, or maybe both of you are just, maybe you're coming back to Jesus. Maybe it's been kind of a weird road. And, or maybe some of you are just like in the enthralls of it all and just like God is driving our car. He is running our lives and this is great. you know, I had kids say he was in the back seat. Like, he's in the car. I got Jesus, like, kind of as my backup. But
right.
I don't really have Jesus. I don't know him, right? He's not, like, with me, and I'm having conversations in a relationship with him. And some people would say, you know, he's outside the car. I don't really know Jesus. I don't know who he is or what he's done for me and why he's important. Why should I know him? So I feel like these are just good questions to ask to find out where is Jesus in the midst right. of your marriage.
Right. And that, can you hand me my Bible, by the way? Yeah. And so it's just, is he truly in control? And are you truly trusting him? I heard somebody speak in the, I don't know when, but they're talking about like Jesus in the trunk, basically, like he's in the car. Yeah. He's, yeah. But he's in the trunk. He's just kind of like, not important, not, you're not listening to what he has to say. You're just kind of when you die, lead.
Like, hopefully you go to heaven because right, he's in right. your heart,
and
right?
And so when we say, okay, so it's very easy in a marriage, in a Christian marriage context, to be like, yeah, yeah, Jesus. Like, you need Jesus for your marriage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about sex. Because right. that's what we see everything, and this, I believe, is this honestly the highest purpose of our lives as Christians, but as married people who actually, you know, who want to be disciples of Christ, mm-hmm. is that everything about marriage points to God's glory and it points to the gospel. And we've spent a lot of time exploring what that actually means, but I can tell you with certainty that every aspect of your marriage is meant to reflect the glory of God and point us to the gospel. Mm-hmm. Everything, like, so when we talk about sex, it's not just, hey, how can we have a more adventurous
fulfilling
sex life? Or fulfilling, whatever. It's how is sex a tool for God's glory? And our pleasure, yes. Our enjoyment, yes. For all of God's purposes, yes. Procreation, all that. But in our enjoyment, how is it reflecting the gospel and the glory of God? And so that's when we talk about, when we say, hey, where is Jesus in your marriage? Mm-hmm. Is he truly central to every aspect of it? And when you communicate and you're having those frustrating moments and you might be fighting and raising your voice and you're tempted to say something you know you shouldn't say, where is the gospel in that?
Right.
When you're making that spending decision.
Is it driving your response? Or
right.
is your own heart and your own desires driving your response? I mean, it boils down in every situation, I feel like.
This verse that I read the other day, you can hear these pages flipping. Here we go. So it's Proverbs 3:7. It's, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. That essentially is, I think, every verse is pointing us to trust God in some way. But I love how succinct that is. Again, it's Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. I think fearing the Lord is not just being afraid of him, but it's a deep reverence for him. It's knowing, really, like, you can't know God and acknowledge God without having worship, adoration, and reverence be the result.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's easy to not worship a God who isn't actually God. But when you see God for who he is, and he's actually the almighty, all-powerful, creator of the universe, savior of mankind,
mm-hmm.
Loves you infinitely, unconditionally, has died to reconcile humanity to him, for those who are called. And I mean, when we see God as that, that is the fear of the Lord. And so that verse, it starts with, be not wise in your own eyes. What does that mean? That means I'm trusting God. I mean, I don't have to be in the driver's seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can trust that Jesus knows what he's doing, that God knows what he's doing.
I can trust his ways and what he outlines in the Bible.
Right.
You know, I can trust his word. And even though it may not feel right and it may rub me wrong in how I want to respond, it's when I trust him and trust his word that I truly am putting the gospel on display. I'm making it the center. And there's fruit to and mm-hmm. blessing in that.
Yep.
And growth.
That's exactly it. And I don't think it's coincidental.
Right.
That this verse starts with, be not wise in your own eyes. It says, fear the Lord, which that's central to it. And then it sandwiches it with, turn away from evil.
Mm-hmm.
So in marriage, we have to, like, that's what repentance is, right? It's turning away from that which is against the holiness of God.
Right.
So whether it's your sex life, your finances, your communication, like, that's what repentance is. Yes, I'm saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
My eternal salvation is secure because of Jesus. I rest on, you know, I rely and bank on his covering.
Mm-hmm.
And testimony before the Father. However, I am, as a Christian, as a disciple of Christ, my life is one of, our lives are filled with repentance. These moments of saying, God, that is not of you. I'm going to turn from that, and I'm going to trust your way
mm-hmm.
in all these various areas. So that's what we'll be discussing throughout the life of this podcast. Mm-hmm. So far, it seems really fun. So yeah. I hope we get to do this a lot. And I appreciate, you know, we appreciate you guys working with us to work out some of the kinks. So actually, another fun thing. So next up, a rapid fire Q&A. So that's where, that's a fun section where I'm going to actually ask Selena a question. She has no idea that they're coming.
Yeah. And then I'll ask him at next time, probably.
And you have to answer them honestly and quickly. With no filter. All right.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's coming up. Stay tuned.
Going to talk about a cool thing that we really enjoy doing and getting every month. It's called Date Box. It is a themed box that you get in the mail. It's really neat. You get, they really curate each box for the theme, and it's so fun. You have like a booklet, which we've written one of them. There's questions, there's games, there's, I think our favorite box was, of course, the coffee box.
Yeah.
And it came with different coffees and ways to roast
them.
Like
the raw beans.
The raw beans, yes.
Green beans, yeah, from different regions of the world, yes. Which is really cool.
You got a grinder, which is one of those like ones you can take camping or whatever.
It's a hand burr grinder, which... Yeah. Yep, it's definitely, I mean, if you were to buy one on Amazon, I don't know how it should be, but it's, yeah, ridiculous.
And you got a pour over, like, ceramic cup that you got to do all these things together. And
so you roast the beans, you grind them up, yep. And then you had these little shot glasses that you would pour over and taste test them, mm-hmm. And you just take notes. It's really fun, especially if you're into coffee, but
right.
The idea that you're setting aside this time to do this thing that you would have never done otherwise.
Right.
And they have all the instructions, there's like a playlist in there.
Right. They even had one that was kind of like geared for camping. So they gave you like, I think like a cribbage board or like pickup sticks or something. Like they had all these different like little games, some hot chocolate. Like you got some cool mugs.
There's s'mores in there too.
S'mores.
Candles to roast the s'mores.
Yeah, I think one of our favorite candles in our house was not from that package, but they had like a massage one or something. Mm-hmm. And like big bath salts, oils.
So this isn't just a, yeah.
It's. I mean, these boxes are full with way more than $33 worth of stuff.
And they're definitely sponsors, but it's not just something that we pulled out of thin air. Brett, the founder, is a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, Brett, if you're listening to this, the first box was a train wreck. It was a train wreck, and you'll laugh about it, and I know Brett was
probably
pulling his
like
hair out.
Probably like this
podcast. but they tried to ship chicken.
Yeah.
They had it in these, like, cool pack things, but man, ours was delayed by the postal service, and it showed up. It was rotten. And I know many people had the same experience.
It was kind of funny.
Anyway,
though.
We've seen them evolve. That was a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
almost two years ago.
They're
and now
amazing.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
so,
Brett does an awesome job.
Anyway, they're partners with us. They've been partners for a long time. We love telling people about it because we think it helps them and
well,
Datebox
you do,
is a good
Yeah, you do stuff good, you would never do. Like,
right.
They made ice cream.
Yep.
Whole ice cream things.
We did make ice cream. That was awesome.
Lots of games. Lots of
anyway,
fun stuff.
So you can get a free one. That's what we're saying. You can get a free Datebox. Because they've been really generous with us.
Yes.
They gave us this awesome code. Just use Fierce when you check out. Or just go to fiercemarriage.com/datebox. It'll automatically apply the code. And that gives you credit toward a free box.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is you have to pay $5 for shipping because there are costs associated with these. But anyway, we think it's a great deal. And,
yeah.
And by doing that, you're also helping us out because... just our partnership with them. But yeah, we love it. We love talking about it. And so
it's also a great gift if you want to like
gift
somebody
gift it, yes.
a Datebox for a couple months or something. It's a great, yep. great thing for married
All
couples.
Right. So yeah, check out Datebox. Go to fiercemarriage.com/datebox. Now on to the rapid fire Q&A. All right. Are you ready for this, Selena?
Yes, I guess.
I have some questions here. I'm going to start kind of tame.
Okay.
All right, if you could only read one author for the rest of your life, who would that person be?
Probably Louisa May Alcott. I love her. And she just talks about Jesus and
Louisa
May
Alcott.
Yeah, the author of Little Women and Little Men and all of that. Yeah, I love her. I've just grown
really?
To love her this summer. Yeah.
So, like...
I know, probably, like, C.S. Lewis would have a lot more variety.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'm a Lewis fan.
That's my current answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Thought you'd say like Isaac Asimov or something like that. If you're a sci-fi buff, you know who I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
I'm not a sci-fi buff, so if you're a buff, you know that I'm not one by saying his name. Anyway, okay, so that was the first question. Okay, if you were stuck in an elevator, who would you want to be stuck with? And you can't say me, and you can't say Jesus.
Oh, dang it. Oh, man, who have I always wanted to talk to? Anybody in time? Like, no...
Yeah, there's no restriction on that.
I would probably have to say...
Quickly! Time is running out.
I know. This is so hard.
Louisa May Alcott.
No! I would be reading her books. I would know her more. No. Mary, probably. Jesus' mother. Because I would...
Oh, wow.
Nice. As a mom, I would be... questioning. You know, you see all those memes that are like, get in the bathtub.
How did you get
Jesus.
Him to go to sleep?
Yeah, how did he
take a passy?
And he never sinned, so apparently he never disobeyed. I want to know what that was like. No,
I have a sense. Yeah, maybe it was the whole part,
the Holy
like,
Spirit, like whole
fully
God
yeah thing.
So yeah,
but he's also fully man.
I
so
would have a lot to talk about in that elevator.
We
so.
Could fill a whole podcast with yeah. that question alone, is how did Jesus not sin?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, this is the last one. Okay, what's the? This is a little bit different for you, and I think you're gonna have a hard time answering it. But what is the naughtiest thing you've ever done? And that word naughty is so weird to say, but
I think. Well, I didn't. Okay,
as a kid and as an adult,
a teenager, I think I didn't really know it wasn't right. But like, we went out with friends from our church youth group. We went to the mountain. It was winter. Kind of fell in a river a little bit. Not
and
hard.
Smoked
like,
doobies all no, night long.
No, I've never done that. I'm not like you. I've never done that. Stop.
You don't even know me.
No, went out with a bunch of friends from our youth group. Went to the mountain, was gone all day, went to a friend's house. We just hung out. And, I mean, we had cell phones at this time, but it wasn't texting. It was calling. And so, I don't know, it was just a really late night. I think it was Saturday. I didn't get home until, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. And I didn't call my mom because I didn't want to wake her up. Well, that was a bad idea, obviously. I get to my door and the door opens. And, of course, my friends just, like, jet off. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm in so much trouble. And I just was not thinking about it.
So your mom was at home just stewing?
Just crying and probably very worried. And
was she
all
sitting
of the
in
things.
A dark room in the chair with the lights off? No, like in the movies?
There was a lamp on, I
Where
think.
Have you been?
No, so I think that was probably the naughtiest thing I did.
So what was your punishment?
Nothing. She was disappointed.
Oh,
she
come
just,
on.
I didn't
you
get in trouble.
You were such a goody two shoes.
She just was like, you need to just call me next time.
That is
that'll
the
be the question.
Naughty story.
That will be okay. I don't know. I'm very honest.
We don't want to relish in sin, but it's like I think this is just a perfect illustration of how good of a kid you were. Which
you
is why
make
I
me,
fell for you.
You make me break rules like. Park in places that make me
just
uncomfortable.
Just yesterday, you were scolding me for not using my blinker.
Or wearing your seatbelt. See, this
and
is
you were like, why don't
result.
You use your blinker? And I was like, because I just don't care enough.
Okay.
There was
you,
no one
this,
behind
this
me.
Will be one of your questions, and you can just be prepared, because you have lots of naughty things that you did as a teenager that I've been told.
Well, okay. In the
no, it's
scheme,
not your time to share. Not your time to share.
Okay.
Moving on.
All right, so
that was yeah. our rapid
Come,
fire.
Tune into the next podcast for more
Ryan's naughty
rapid fire question and answer. Yeah, you can. Well, you can't copy my questions. So.
I can on that one because people are very curious. I'm sure.
No, they don't care.
Yes,
they can just look up
you
the police
relate.
Records.
He's joking. So this next part we're going to talk about, because we probably should move on. This one is about letters and stories from you guys. So this is the part where we get to hear.
So a little while back, we set up this thing on our website, which we haven't really talked about it, but it's this ability to write letters, a letter to your spouse. And it emails it directly to them. Mm-hmm. And then, but some people, when they wrote the letter, gave us permission to share it. Mm-hmm. So we just want to read that to you so you can hear kind of what God is doing in and through people,
right.
through Fierce Marriage, but also just in general. Because, you know, there's power in telling our story and yeah. Just of our love for our spouses, but also what God is doing to lead us there. So this letter is from Mandy to Greg. Go ahead, Sel.
She says, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you. I could not ask for anyone more patient, more understanding, more trustworthy, or more attentive. You give so unselfishly. I love all that you do for our family and for me. The little things mean so much. The compliments you give, how you make me smile and laugh endlessly. The things you do to help out in everyday life, how you teach the boys new things and give them your time and attention. You are amazing. I love you immensely. So we see kind of a lot of...
She's a very articulate writer.
She is, yes. Very, just a lot of adoration for her husband. And I know we kind of, I don't know, we kind of see this stuff on social media like, oh, you're just the best and we just, you know, those kinds of things. But I feel like these are true and the
well,
weight
of
these...
to be gained from it other than just telling...
Well, yeah, and the weight of these words are from everyday she's not just picking out moments. It's like, okay, I do see this as themes in your life, and I so appreciate, like, these are the things that really speak to me, and you've identified them, and you're giving them freely to me, to our kids, to to the world around you, which is such a blessing that you have that capacity and that you are willing. I think that willingness to go and give and delight in, those are big things.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, and I think just a word from a husband, I guess, who just read this is, man, that it, those words give life. I know whenever Selena tells me that she appreciates what I do, which is pretty often, and we can joke about how it's not, but honestly, it is pretty often. And she'll ask our daughters to do the same and just say thank you. Like, that's like a shot in the arm. Makes me feel like Superman, and I'm ready to do it all over again. even if I just, you know, finished a horrible deadline or something. So, wives, just know that your words carry immense power in your husband's ears and in their hearts, and God will use you to bolster his confidence. So that's cool. We're going to do more letters like that. Hopefully that's something that you enjoy hearing about. And this one was from a few months back. But if you want to share a letter of your own or even a voicemail, we've got ways for you to do that. So there's actually go to fiercemarriage.com/podcast. It's fiercemarriage.com/podcast. And you'll be able to go there and see a bunch of things. Of those things, you'll be able to see a link to write and share a letter of your own, and it'll send to your husband or your wife, and it'll also, and you can choose to or not to give us permission to read it, and we might pick that, or you can leave a voicemail. You can call in. If you go to that page again, you'll be able to find the phone number. Here it is, if you're in your car or something. It's 971-333-1120. And what we're thinking about doing this thing where we have listeners call in and leave a voicemail with questions, with comments, with their stories or testimonies, or really anything, or listeners like you would like to share. And we will kind of sort through those and see if there's, you know, pick out the teachable moments and the encouraging moments and things. And
it is a Google voice line, so we can't leave a personalized voicemail greeting. Otherwise, we totally would. So just chat with Googla.
Yeah, we call her Googla.
Googla.
She's probably of Eastern European descent, is what I'm assuming.
She's kind of annoying sometimes. She doesn't always answer the questions. She's a really good...
she doesn't have an accent, but just by the name.
Googla.
So anytime we're navigating GPS or anything like that, she's the one that's directing us. so just give us a call at the number 971-333-1120. Again, fiercemarriage.com/podcast. You'll be able to find that. So also on there, you will find... we wrote a couple books, and we just want to share those with you. We love hearing stories of how our work affects people, but that means that we have to tell people about what we've done. And we just released these two books. They're called Husband in Pursuit and Wife in Pursuit, and together they make what we call the 31-Day Pursuit Challenge. And essentially, it's 31 days of devotions. And where you'll read a scripture and go through the scripture and kind of dissect it in the devotional part. And then there's these application questions. Mm-hmm. There's a prayer prompt. And there's room to write. Well, there's an area to write the question answers and to write a prayer. And then there's a pursuit challenge every day. And that's where it has the, it's almost like if you've heard of the love dare, it's a lot like that, where we'll say, hey, do this thing in the name of pursuing your spouse.
And there's promptings for the big do's.
Yep. Yeah, and there's little gauges and icons to help you realize understand how much time it's going to take or
how much money
if any.
Yeah,
very few of them require money. But yeah, just to love each other in really unconventional ways. We're excited about it. It's been out for a few weeks, and the response has been great. We would love for you to check that out, and hopefully you'll get some stories out of that. Yeah, so just go to 31daypursuit.com. That's 31daypursuit.com, and we have all the information you need to learn about those books there. Other than that, I think is regarding this podcast. If you guys are enjoying this, we'd love it if you told us and you take 30 seconds to subscribe to our podcast on whatever method you use to consume your podcast, whether it's iTunes or otherwise, or the podcasting app on your iPhone or Google, whatever. Just subscribe to it and take a second to leave a review. It takes about 30 seconds. If you enjoyed this, that would really help us out. Just namely because. People don't know if no one talks about
them. If you really liked it, we're excited about this medium again to be able to be a lot more relational. And so if you did enjoy it, like, tell somebody about it. I know that it's easy to tell people about the blog, but also I feel like just being able to, we are able to share more.
Well, and a lot quickly, of people spend time like, in their car or, right. or working out right. or working around the house mm-hmm. or do, and this is just such a medium that you don't have to be in front of a computer. You right. can just have your phone in your pocket you and your listen. Headphones in your ears yeah. or plugged into your car yeah, radio.
Yeah, you can listen and be encouraged and be challenged and prayed for even.
So take some time, please, and yeah, leave a review and tell somebody. It. We would really appreciate so it. Grateful. If you didn't enjoy it, we're sorry.
Maybe come back in a month or
maybe
two.
Maybe give us a chance to get better at it. And hopefully we'll be better by the time you come back. But yeah, other than that, in the future, we plan on talking about lots of these topics and things. We hopefully have some people that we are interviewing. We'll do some voicemails that we'll play. So there's a lot to be had by subscribing. Anyway, that's the end of that. Yeah. I'll stop plugging that.
So right now, we're just going to take a minute to pray for you guys and just pray for the marriages that are out there and that are part of this community. God, thank you so much for this time and for this medium. Thank you that your spirit is with us all. I pray that you would continue to open our eyes and open our hearts to your ways, God, and keep our hearts soft in responding to you and responding to how you would have us respond to our spouses, God. And I just pray for a continued refocus of our hearts on you and on the gospel and mm-hmm. what you have done through Jesus and how that affects us. How help us to draw those lines clearly, God, to how communication is affected by the gospel, how our intimacy and sex is affected by the gospel, by how we spend our money is affected mm-hmm. by the gospel, by how we operate as a family. God, help us to figure out and learn and glean and take on all the wisdom that you would have for us in terms of your word and in the gospel, and help us, Ryan and Selena, to be good stewards of this platform and to constantly bring you to the forefront and to use the testimony you've given us, Father, to show and reflect you and your love for mm-hmm. us that we've experienced in so many rich ways. I pray for all the marriages that are really, truly going through some hard times right now, that you would make your presence known to them, that they would draw closer to you through whatever circumstances they are facing. I pray that you would put people and community in their lives that would lovingly speak truth and that would just sit and be, if that is what needs, and pray with them and just be a light to them. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing in and through Fierce Marriage. Continue to grow it as you are the grower. God, help us to water and help us to plant, but God, ultimately you are the grower, and we just mm-hmm. trust you with our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, that's a wrap, guys. Our first podcast is in the can, as they say.
In the can.
And I'm working on my radio voice, so maybe not. I'm getting the look. For show notes, links to leave stories and letters and everything mm-hmm. else, go to fiercemarriage.com/podcast.
Yeah.
If you're listening, please do consider writing in or calling in. Write a letter or call in. We'd love to hear your questions and thoughts. Also, we would feel very loved if you subscribed and left a rating once more and a comment, a sentence or two. Also, you can find us on the big socials.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, the YouTubes.
The YouTubes.
MySpace.
Wait.
Is all the rage.
It's not.
It's going to be the thing.
Nope.
We are not on Snapchat, so don't look there.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We cannot. We just have no capacity for that.
I'm not 11 years old, all right?
Oh,
snap.
Nope. Take that back.
Okay, I'm ill-informed about Snapchat, so if you're a user and you enjoy it, then that's more
great.
Power to you.
We just don't have the capacity for that right now.
Anyway, Facebook, Instagram, the YouTubes, and fiercemarriage.com/podcast.
Next time. On Fierce Marriage, oh man, we're going to jump in. We're going to talk about intimacy, talking about sex, just managing and communicating expectations. We've had a lot of people write to us about past abuse and maybe how to handle that, pornography and addictions, and above all, like a healthy and godly biblical perspective and approach on intimacy. So that is next time.
Yeah. So specifically speaking, I mean, we'll drill down into a better topic, because that's pretty broad, and we'll talk about intimacy more than once.
Yes.
So what we have a list of questions, but yeah, go to that page, fiercemarriage.com/podcast. If you have any questions about intimacy, leave those there,
mm-hmm.
And we will get them and review them. Other than that,
thank you, guys.
Stay fierce.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening, and
God bless.